Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, what's up? Are you an angel who fell from the sky? Because I like doing it with angels.
That's not where I thought it was.
After he drops that line, whatever you do, do not walk away laughing with your girlfriends. Instead, tell him that you think he's clever, like a bear. Then give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves us an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Like, this is ridiculous. You don't call, you don't return any texts or anything like that. I know girls. They always have their phone next to them. You can't tell me it's been over a week now. You know, I'm new to the dating world. I just got back out of a long distance relationship and all that stuff. This is my first time coming back into the dating world. You know, you were an amazing woman, hit it off from the start, and now you just leave me high and dry. Like, what's going on?
Next message.
I know women. They're always connected to their phones. Yeah. Always.
And is he looking for sympathy by saying he just got back to the dating world?
Yeah.
I don't get that one at all.
It helps, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I haven't done it in a while, and I know you're by your phone there, so you see what I'm talking about. Google me. Yeah. I got a whole blog about haven't dated in a while. We should go out. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
So I pulled your number off this Facebook account. I don't know if you remember me, but... So anyways, I just wanted to see what you're up to. I know it's been a really long time, but would love to just kind of catch up and see what's going on in your life. Just give me a call back. 487. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that's awesome. This person put the Loser Line as their number on Facebook.
That are just pulling numbers off Facebook.
See?
And calling random
and
people.
That's why I don't put my number on Facebook.
Exactly.
Because people will just randomly call you.
Yeah, I don't know why people have their numbers on Facebook at all.
Me
because
neither.
It's so easy to get their information.
That is so weird.
If you want the number for the Loser Line, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and we'll give you the number to the Loser Line. That way you have some ammunition if somebody is hitting on you that you don't want to have hitting on you in the club. You can give them the number for the Loser Line, and maybe they can leave us a voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Hey, listen, I'm giving you a call back. I actually just left the gym right now, and I just wanted to tell you that I think it was a really good time that we hung out, and I'd like to get to know you more. You know, I'm pretty much a really awesome person, and, you know, I really don't have a lot of time all the time, but maybe we can schedule, like, a date. You know, I'd really get to know you, and I hope you can get to know me, and, you know, I think it'd be a really good time, you know?
End of messages.
I don't have time all the time, but I think it'd be a good time.
And I love all the humble brags you put in there. I'm just leaving the gym, and yeah. I'm really busy.
And I'm also an awesome person, but I just want to let you know that.
And I'm awesome most of the time, but I don't really have a lot of time because I'm super busy. But when I have time to be awesome, I will be awesome. Trust me. Okay, back to the gym now. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hi, Coach Fawn. This is Kristen, Matt's mom. And I just wanted to give you a call and let you know how happy I am with the progress that Matt's making. I mean, the confidence that you've given in him and all the attention is just really wonderful. And he just doesn't have that, you know, strong male influence in his life. So I was wondering if maybe you might be interested in coming over one night for dinner. We can make it after practice or, you know, whatever's convenient for you. So we could all sit around the table like, you know, like a family and just have that wonderful family bonding and that kind of father-son relationship would be great for Matt. And maybe after dinner, then you could, you know, tuck Matt into bed and read him a story. He has this favorite book that he loves to read. And then, you know, after we could have a drink out on the deck and, you know, get to know each other. It's been a really long time since Mama's let her hair down. So give me a call. And, you know, if it's Tuesday, it's chili dog night. So you better get here early because Matt loves chili dogs. All right. See you soon.
So much goodness in that message right there. I think that might be one of my favorite lines from a Loser Line ever. Mama hasn't let her hair down in a while.
Oh, my God. And do you think she's thought about this more than once?
Of course
she has.
She
has the whole night planned out?
Yeah.
But listen, lady, the guy's already your kid's coach. That's father enough figure as it is. Father figures don't come with sleeping with mama.
No, that's what she wants.
And talking to get into bed?
And reading him a story?
Oh, my God.
Obviously, she's at all the games just making doe eyes, and this dude's like, no way, I'm giving her the loser line phone number. And now it's going to be awkward because you know she's going to see him again and be like, I left you a message. Did you get my message?
Tell her at least go with like a chicken nugget night. Chili dog night is not the
nobody should be hooking up after chili dog
That's
night.
What I'm saying, man.
Just in general. All right, here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Let's just like an old saying, cut through the gristle and get right to the bone. I don't want to marry you. I don't want to date you. I don't really want to have dinner with you, but I do want to have sex with you. So if this is something that you want to do, you call me. And we will make that happen. All right. Call me. You're not going to regret it.
End of messages.
It sounds like somebody really missed out by giving that guy the loser line.
He sounds like a romantic. He really does. I mean, you get together and you're like, okay, now we're doing sex now.
At least he's honest and to the point.
I guess.
Hey, can I get your number for sex purposes?